Cancelled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancelled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fanimosia is cancelled.
Hello and welcome back to the Cancelled Podcast.
We are gathered here today in holy matrimony with Brooke Schofield and Amari Stewart.
Yes, we are all getting married today. That is the thing. Hello, people. How are you? Today we are just, it's an interesting day.
Tana tried to cancel on me.
Yeah, I really.
You did?
I didn't try to cancel. I've just been going through it. There's a lot going on in life right now that's super ass.
I made her come.
That sounded awful.
Sorry.
Brooke's wearing my shirt.
I am wearing your shirt, but you need to just honestly. She would have never known that if I didn't.
Oh,
tell
no,
her.
I know
that's actually
what I get
so
for being
true.
Honest.
Also, what I think is funny too is how you were talking about like you leave your clothes and you're like, oh, I'll never get it back. So imagine like every time that like your stuff got left at our house, you're like, honestly, fuck her. I'm just going to take something of hers because I know I'm never getting
that's
that
like,
back.
That's like kind of how it happens. Like I've had times I wore a hoodie over to your house one time. I remember this so vividly. I wore it over there. It's Tana's, by the way. And she was like, oh my God, I love that hoodie. Like she had never seen it before in her entire life. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
No, you walked into it and I was like, Brooke bought a cute top.
What?
Like, it's literally mine. I can't. No. So, well, we've been moving. And just now our podcast producer was like, I like your shoes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm really happy because we've been moving. And I just found these. That why would I show the bottom? That's so disgusting. And I just found them. I haven't had them forever. They were like on a shelf. And then Amari was saying.
Okay. So basically, I feel like when you have like a slide that you love, like it's just like your go-to slide. Like this, my black Gucci slide is my go-to slide. I'll take
it's
it everywhere.
Like having a sleeping t-shirt.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's just like the easiest one. I could leave it at someone's house. Like I just like, it just goes with everything. So then when we first moved into this house, like probably like 7-8 months ago, like I was wearing these while we were moving into the house. So I know for a fact they made it to the house. I wore them for a couple times, like while we lived in the house. And then all of a sudden,
poof.
Tana's closet organizer comes and poof.
Well, and honestly, bless your heart, Janelle. You are so good at organizing closets. But like, we were going through the top of the closet last night. We were like all trying to whatever. And I found just like 8 pairs of shoes. I was like, what made you think the Yeezy Croc needed to be with like the dust mites?
And I was like going like, insane too. Because like, I was like, I know for a fact these slides are here in this house. Because we moved with them. Like, I know for a fact in this house. But why are they nowhere to be found? I looked in the top of her closet multiple times, standing on top of a chair, like jumping, trying to see the top of the closet. I'm like, they're not there. Where the fuck are these slides? So I was like, one thing I want to find in this move is my black Gucci slides, and we are tearing this house apart. We are going to find them.
No, we all screamed.
And they
like
show up last
gold.
Night, I started screaming.
Really, and we were like screaming. It was actually amazing. Well, speaking of slides,
I have a special pair of slides.
So yeah, Amari just now was saying he has a special pair of slides, and Brooke was like, me too. And I'm thinking to myself, like, no, you don't. And then months ago, they're not even just like regular slides. They are like unreleased Diplo Croc slides.
I feel like they were released.
They were probably released.
They were 100% released. Like, what do you think Diplo has, like...
But, like, I feel like I could never get them again. And, like, Diplo sent them to me. I was so excited. Anyways, Brooke...
She's like, he personally handed those to me.
I know,
me.
That's what she always says. It's so funny. I remember one time I put on, like, a tank top. And I was like, oh, I just don't think I look good. She's like, that's unreleased skin.
It's, like, fully released.
Why is that?
Wait,
like, where is the...
Wait, no, listen to this. Listen to this, because you're going to get a fucking kick out of this one. So, I don't know if you guys know this story, but back during Christmas, like, she got me a Dior saddlebag. She got my mom, like, a Louis Vuitton Speedy. And, like, she had Paige go get the bags one day, and then, like, everything happened, like, it got stolen. I found out that my gift was, like, something from Dior because the guy, the Tesla took a picture of the guy with the bags, and, like,
yeah.
I knew she was getting me on a Louis, like, a Louis purse.
Which is so annoying.
And then
so
the other bag was, like,
Dior,
a giant Dior bag, but I didn't know, like, what it was, though. And Tana was like, oh, my God, like, let's just, like, your gift... Unreleased, irreplaceable.
No.
And then.
No, that's not Paige, what I said.
That is what you said. That's what you said in Zing. That's what you said in Zing.
No,
I was there.
What I said.
And then Paige, she's like, Paige has to go back tomorrow with the exact same stuff. I'm like, okay, so if it's unreleased, one, how did you get unreleased?
I meant
Dior?
Like newly
second,
released.
Second.
Like,
no. Kyla's like, show me the back room.
No. Exactly. No, and then walking back in the next day, being like, can I get the exact same thing again? Unreleased. We have two set aside just for you. We had a feeling this was going to happen. We had a feeling you were going to get robbed today. Things have been a little rinky in LA.
Dude, it gives me the same energy.
We have to stop. We have to stop.
You know what I'm
going to
say?
I don't even know what you're going to say, but we're done. We're actually ever so literally done. I was trying to say it was newly released. The point of this fucking story story is that Brooke stole my slides. I walk into Lila's the other day and she's kicking them under the couch so that I can't get them back. Like,
I know she's gonna take them back, but I broken them in. They're like suited to my feet now.
No, and then we're all about to go to like Tarte, CVS, something, whatever. And Brooke's trying to leave like barefoot because she doesn't want to get my fucking slides out from underneath the fucking couch.
The concept of seeing you like kick them under, though, being like, shit, she's here. Fuck.
She slid them back. Because
it's very recognizable. They're one of one. So.
Unreleased. They're specially made for her.
I'm going to DM Diplo myself and say, can we get a second pair of the Crocs?
Oh, honestly, my God. Honestly, can't, yeah, Diplo, please, can you send like 100?
Wes.
She's like, he gave those to me after he asked me to be in his new song.
After he proposed. Okay, you were not. The whole podcast is not about to be. I can't do it today. No, I'll have an
no more
Tana breakdown.
Slander.
Like, I'll just break down.
We should just start calling Tana's fun fibs. Tana's let's start writing them down.
So he is still going.
No, we're not still going. Don't worry.
Okay. That was such a fun direction.
New podcast name.
No, honestly, I'm just going to leave and Amari can sit here and you two can host this fucking goddamn fucking show, okay?
It's okay. Listen, it's Tana Mojo is canceled. We can talk about whatever you want to, baby.
I don't want it to be Tana Mojo's canceled.
Oh my God.
I'm sweating.
Wait, what do the Crocs look like? Out.
Like, they're just like
little unreleased. Like Diplo gibbets.
Yes, there are Diplo gibbets.
They're so fucking Diplo. They're so cute and they're like slides.
They're the
Wait,
bright
how did
yellow
you get
ones.
A hold of
they're
them,
like,
though? Color. Did you were you just over one day and then you were like, ooh?
I don't remember. Well, I probably wore them home one day if I was wearing like heels or something. Just so you know, every time I've ever worn heels to Tana's house, it disappears. So I'm. Even if I wanted to wear my own shoes home, I couldn't. One time,
now they're on her Depop. So
one time we were going somewhere and Tana was wearing but we have completely different size shoes. So it was like she was wearing them only on her toes. The black heels.
Me, I was wearing your shoes.
And her foot, or like half of her foot was hanging off the top.
That's embarrassing.
No, it's okay. One time Lila texts me. Like, I think I was at Ty's. You guys were going out, but you guys were at our house getting ready. And she texts me like, can I wear your pandas, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. But I was like, I don't think they're going to fit. She was like, they were already on her feet. She sends me a picture. It's like, or no, perfect. She sends me the picture with them on and goes, can I wear your pandas? I was like, well, you're already wearing them.
Duh.
Like, so, but Lila's feet are significantly bigger than mine. So like,
I'm surprised. Lila did that?
Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck did you get that on?
No, the other day she came here in her new like little like Yeezy Croc things. And she walks in and I kid you not, she's like limping. And like can't walk.
They're like
and
a I'm size stick.
And I'm like, oh my what's God. Wrong? And she's like, these are five sizes too small. I have to give them to pay. I was like, why'd you get them?
Oh my God. Right, like you put them on at Pretty Little Thing and we're like,
and like hobble
maybe
down.
I'll, yeah, exactly. Like down, Melrose like, eat her. Like, oh my God. Wow.
Oh
wow,
my God.
Wow.
Can I ask your guys' opinion on something?
Of course.
Okay, and I might just be like, actually, ever so literally. I am insane.
Ever so literally.
I don't, that's my phrase of the week right now, ever so literally. So I've had my ex Chris Miles. Did you see that? Someone, I keep wanting to say these two girls, but
I'm still completely unsure. I can't tell, like, I think it's one girl who played both parts.
Wait, what are we
imitated the canceled podcast?
Have you seen it?
Oh, how long was that? Was it like a full like 40 something minutes or it's like 2 minutes?
No,
long,
it was
right?
2 minutes. And
okay, yeah,
seconds.
I watched that. It was so fucking funny.
So
shout
funny
out to you girls.
And
so
the girl,
spot on.
The
I
girl,
think it's one girl.
Oh, really?
The girl imitating me is just like being like Chris Miles, Chris Miles, uh-huh. Chris Miles, and I'm like, I have to be stopped. Like I cannot.
You know, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But the funniest part about it is she told a story. Or like she made up this funny story and she was, I forget what it was, but
so
I,
literally me.
But before she put it out before our most recent podcast came out. And then I watched back the episode yesterday during like the premiere or whatever. And you told the exact story that she was like making fun of us for. Like
I'm
what was the story about?
God, I wish I remember. I wish we could like play it or something, but it was
we should have reacted to it.
Oh, it was something like this rapper was texting me and Chris Miles saw it and like all this stuff. She was
so
like,
just like a Wednesday.
Yeah, like, she was making fun of Tana, but then like Tana really told that story. It was funny. But
well, okay, so I hate to say the forbidden CM, but I have to tell a quick little I just want your advice. So as you guys know, I've been actually not
I did notice that.
Indulging in Chris Miles.
Good job. By choice or is that his choice?
I think it's my choice. I think this it's our choice.
She's like, Chris, if you're out there, if you're watching this, please give me another chance.
No, but please, no, no. But so we actually haven't been whatever. We've both been like doing our own thing and whatever. And I've had his Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. On the TV downstairs, and it was like him, his sister Michaela, and like his mom, and like another, like just a guest account, and those were all the users on it, right? And so the other day I log into the Netflix, and this was when Joey was here. One of the names was changed to Joey with like a funny weird like little icon on the Netflix.
He's so funny for that.
But like, do you think he did that, or do you think I'm just
saying? Yeah, yeah, I know he did that because I've done that two separate times.
She's like, because I did it, he had to have done it.
No, it's just like, I feel like that, like that's just like a funny thing to do, because like, that's just like, what other?
But, who did you do that with? Didn't you have Joe's HBO Max?
No, he has mine.
Oh, okay.
And so one time he like had me blocked that. For like Joe, a little while.
Like the code names on the podcast. That's Joe. So funny.
We love Joe. One time he was.
We hadn't talked in like a couple months or something, and so I changed his name to text me back. And it worked.
Okay, one time she was texting Chris through Lyft.
Dude, it's so funny. Second time I did it, it was an ex-friend had mine, and she was using my HBO, and she had her own account. It was like her name, and I changed it to something like questionable.
The other day, Lila was talking about like some guy.
What was it? What'd you change her name?
The other day Lila like is like texting me or calling me about like some guy, whatever, issues with the guy, and he like blocked her, and she's like, but I'm texting him off a Google thing right now, like a Google number. I was like, don't do that,
someone
just leave him alone,
to sedate her.
She uses Google Voice all the time to text people who blocked her, and honest to God, it's fucking genius.
I actually don't get blocked very often, but
I'm like, me neither.
There are a lot of ways to-
Fuck. Harry Jowsey released a sex tape.
Okay, where are people seeing this? Where are people hearing of this? Because I've heard nothing.
So
it's been quiet.
Harry
what
is
a bummer.
Sick,
you know,
to
he
hear
was
that.
Expecting like a Jay Alvarez response.
No, Harry is sick to hear that because he's been promoting with his every last
promoting.
Really?
Yeah, he's been like promoting it. And then I was trying to find it everywhere on the internet. I couldn't. I found all these websites.
Just Brooke. She's like, wait, we have a sex tape.
Oh, shit.
No, I would love to see you watch it and compare.
I would love to do that.
Honestly.
I
mean,
where is
it? And we just play it on the canceled podcast. No, but so he was promoting.
Is it on OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's on OnlyFans. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's like, he's fucking someone in the shower, and then his phone is outside the shower, and it's like you can just see their like silhouettes through the glass, I guess.
Okay.
That's not a sex tape.
An artsy sex tape?
Right. That's a production.
But like, no, but beyond that, like, don't you think if I did that, people would be so mad, like, you fucking scammer, if I was like, I have a sex tape, and then it was just like
through
the glass.
For sure. But
like,
that's, I mean.
But people are hooting and hollering for Harry's. I don't even
know.
Are
they? Who's hooting?
Like I said, it's been quiet.
I want to see it. Who's it with? I feel like I remember him saying who it was going to be with.
It's another OnlyFans girl. I think her name's like. Just completely made that up though. I just want to let everybody know.
How interesting.
Like first and last name.
I'm sure it's great. He's like hot.
I really want to release a sex tape. I'm at that point, and I know I say that all the time, and it's like that. I'm sure the fucking.
I feel like it's overdone at this point. It's
I
like,
just want to do. Lately, I've been encountering some honkers.
Who,
and it's like, I
you
just,
have
I,
to release honkers. A sex tape tomorrow. Who would you make it with? Name names. Besides that one. Come on, give the people
the
what they
name
want.
Name names.
I don't know. What
no, they're
you?
Tired
Tell
of
me. This. You go Ooh. First. Give me, like, let me.
Matthew
let me.
McConaughey. Is he married?
Adam Sandler. Is he mad at me?
Thief. Well, he's married. Matthew McConaughey isn't, right? I think. I don't
Obama.
Know.
What?
I'm sorry.
We have actually had this conversation before because that is a really smart one.
Like, you know what I mean? I
Although
don't know.
Michelle might not.
But I'm more so.
Right.
I'm more so wondering if I were to ever do a sex tape, if it should be with someone iconic or if it should just be like, look at me slobbing on this knob.
Yeah, maybe you want him to just be like a spot filler that no one's gonna remember.
Like, what if he was in a ski mask?
She's like, what if he broke into my house and fucked me?
Oh my god.
Pitching idea.
She's like making a whole porn. Like, what if he delivered me a pizza and came inside?
Like, me.
And then get stuck in the dryer.
I'm stuck.
Oh my God. I miss our joke.
Oh, me and Brooke used to do that all the time.
To like, to be stuck
almost places. To kind of like, let's say we were like, I okay. have to stop saying my like five phrases again. One of them that's so embarrassing is finessing a billionaire. But I'm saying me and Brooke will be there with the guy and we'll just be like, I'm stuck. Like,
what does that even mean?
What? I don't think that was even the context.
Oh, do you mean like?
Like in porn, like how like your stepsister's stuck in the washer.
Like, so specific.
Like, how did she get in the washer? Like,
yeah, how did you get in the washer?
Like,
shit.
Where did that even come from? And why is stuck porn hot to people?
I don't know. Wait. I just Amari. I just
that's
asked,
your new trick in bed.
No, imagine I'm in bed writing music and I'm like, hold on, put me in the dryer.
Right.
Wait. So I just asked Hannah about this, and I want to know what your thoughts are. Have you heard that kinks are hereditary?
I haven't heard that.
So if you have like a choking kink, like so does Debbie.
Debbie is his mom.
Ew! I don't even want to think about
I don't really want to sexualize Debbie. I'm sorry about that, Debbie. But
I don't really think I have any like particular
Debbie's gonna be sick like, about that.
I'm sorry. Oh wait, I didn't mean to. I was
no,
just trying to make it relatable.
No, I get what you're saying. My mom's just overdramatic. Everyone knows this. It's no secret. Debbie's
but like crazy. It's so true though, because like my mom loves like ugly guys. That's like one of my like funny little things.
Oh my God,
my
parents liked drugs. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Being drugs being a kink. Like what?
People are like, what's your kink?
She's like, ooh.
Percocet. Imagine.
What?
I don't even like Percocets. I'm serious.
That's good.
Oh my God. Okay, but what? No, I didn't know that. That's weird and scary.
Speaking, I guess, of scandals, my personal favorite of scandals past is a good Facetune fail.
I actually haven't had
like a crazy Facetune scandal in a while. I like feel like my next pick I need to just like extra warp a door.
Yeah, maybe you should do that. Like how Kim Kardashian will just like erase her whole hand just to like cause a stir.
Like I'm gonna patch
don't
off
give
the
her
ear.
Any ideas.
No, I'm gonna have one ear in my next photo, I promise.
I wrote something about that somewhere. Edits out entire arm from recent Instagram photo. Claims no, literally. It is the original.
Did you see that TikTok I sent like in our group chat of Jordan Woods? Like how like in the comments, like everyone's talking about how like, so it's a close up video like of her face and she's like talking about like, some package, whatever, from Beyonce, whatever. And the door
a casual
behind
package from Beyonce.
Right. She's like, I lost this 2 years ago. I'm like, your life is so fucking hard. Like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like your Ivy Park package got lost at your mom's office.
Anyways,
her face, like she's like using some app that like Facetunes your face, like on video, and the door in the back, I'm not kidding, is like, I have to show you.
Can I be honest with you? I just discovered that app. It's called Pretty Up. It's the new Facetune, new face app, whole thing. You can complete.
When you see this, you're gonna die.
It's dark.
I just get scared. Like, I Facetune, okay? I definitely Facetune. But I have a serious fear of someone seeing me in person and being like, huh?
And see, if I possessed that fear, I would be in a good place.
Well, the good thing about you is like you have so much like a raw, unedited like video footage of you available online that it's not like anybody's really being like swindled.
You're like, look at me right now.
But like, you know those girls who you see them in person, you're like, is that her?
Me. Okay. I found the TikTok and you need to just view it like briefly. Just look at the door in the back. Wait.
Jordy.
Look at the door, Jordy.
What happened? That's so crazy. I watched this whole thing and I didn't notice that.
I didn't know. I clicked the comments because I want to see if people. And then everyone's like, that door. And it's like,
how
one of those
is that
like,
happening?
It warps up and down. Like, it's just going.
I want to know the app, though, that's like where people make their waist smaller in
Pretty
videos.
Up.
Is that it?
Yes.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
Oh, great. We're all in trouble.
And there's another one called Soda. I got put on the other
Usually
day.
A lot of them are illegal in the United States for really? Good reason. Because of people like you.
She got the law passed.
This is. I like Kim Kardashian to become a lawyer, like specifically
right.
to get that law
no,
passed.
No, that's what you have your lawyer fighting for. Like, I want equal rights.
The lip quivers at me.
What would you say my worst Facetune scandal was?
Okay, well, prior to shooting the podcast, we were talking about one photo in particular of Tana that Brooke hasn't seen yet. And I know y'all bitches have seen it because she thought she ate.
She thought she ate.
And basically, I need to show you this photo because it's this photo of Tana sitting on a swing. I took the photo, actually.
It's so funny because it's like, it, to me, it's like a mystery because I've seen it commented about so many times. People are always like,
a folklore.
Yeah, it's like folklore. Because it's like, so people are always like, remember that swing photo? Like it's just nowhere to be found.
The swing photo.
The swing photo was the first time I really just tried out Refine. This was before. So, this was right when Facetune like came out.
So I found the photo and I'm going to show it to you. But it's also so funny to me that you can just Google like Tana Mojo on swing. Like as if it's like, I don't like mermaid sighting. Like, or like Bigfoot spotted. Like,
I mean, the same thing,
really.
Please
look at the photo. Look at her arm. Look at the swing. Look at the bags. Like the string of the bag.
What?
And everyone like everyone's like, girl.
There's no way.
And this is mind you, this is also at my little sister's homecoming photos. Like Tana's over in the corner, like, get me.
Really cute. Really cute.
Fuck.
Oh no. Fuck.
In my opinion, my worst one like to date is the where I was at the People's Choice Awards.
Oh, the one where people just did the like back and forth, the red lip, red dress.
Yes.
Oh, that was really bad.
That one. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
Hold on.
There's also one.
Well, to be fair, I screenshotted a fan edit, and the fan already edited me because y'all got me, and then I went and I edited the fuck out of the fan edit.
Oh no.
So like it was just so bad. Hold
That's
on.
The problem though. Is that you really wouldn't be that clockable if Tana didn't literally get the photos from Google herself. So she'll right. Google like Tana Mojo and then find paparazzi photos and then edit those. And uh-huh. I'm like, babe, anyone can find the original.
She's like,
and
screenshotting her Getty and like warping the like Getty like watermark.
She is. I have done that. If anything, though, you can look at that as noble honesty because that means I am unafraid for the public to Google and find the original.
She said, yeah. I'm a real bitch.
People keep tagging me in those on Twitter. They'll be like they'll do the before and afters of my photo. I'm like, okay, well, what are you trying to say? I never said I don't edit.
Are you I love editing this my pics. Wait, what? There's also one photo that like we went crazy on one time. Like
it's
we were
so
at,
dark. It is so dark. And I will say, like when I had this scandal, I realized I can't ever act like this. I'm not saying I'm like I don't still have my days where I get a little hootie with my Facetune, but I will say like I learned a valuable lesson from this scandal. Let's this see it. Day.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god.
See, that's why I can't go to events.
Wait, that's also one thing that's
I mean,
so
that's
funny.
Not actually what. Like, I'm just not invited.
What I also think is so funny about Tana is like, say it's like a group photo. So then it's like, oh, like some people don't Facetune like as heavy or some people don't do like that much or like, but like she loves the, like sometimes she loves a good cartoon. But then like she's like,
a sim, if you will.
But then she'll like to cover it up by making everyone else look like cartoons.
Literally and every like, single why person do I looks look like it's like a fan art drawing.
Right, I'm like, why do I have lashes? Like, like what's going on?
No, one time I posted a photo of me and Ethan from Shameless and I like edited myself and keep in mind, Ethan is, he's perfect. Like there's nothing he needs, but sometimes you're so... that you gotta like IMV. So I put like a little face app on him just a little bit and he texts me and he goes like, that's not me, like what did you do to the photo? And I was like, Ethan, I hate to break it
that's
to
why
you.
I get scared to send her like she obviously wants to edit herself in a photo that I'm gonna post of like the two of us, but I edit it first or I just edit it myself and like
post it
because I know if I give it to her then all of a sudden she's gonna send it back, she looks like a little string bean and I look like I'm her dove.
That's funny. I feel
her
like
duff.
Also one thing
her
I want to talk about.
Duff.
I feel like I'm speaking on behalf of like the guys or the girls that just don't wear like a lot of makeup or like don't like, you know, put on glam, things like that. But it's so funny to me and I feel like other people like feel this way, like when girls on Instagram or guys, it doesn't matter, are using like pretty bitch 123 like the filter
movie,
and then it's
movie.
Like they have lashes and like but like on like their stories.
Yeah.
So like you know how it's like a face filter that just like puts like makeup on you.
Uh-huh.
But then you'll have like someone in it that like doesn't do that. Like then you're like recording yourself or whatever and you like put it over to like Like with Bryce.
You're like,
and
I
then,
love.
Like, all of a sudden, Bryce has like lipstick on, lashes, and he's like, it's like, why would you post that? Like, come on.
He gets like a full cute baby face.
I know exactly. All the time. Like, why would you do like that Hunter to me? All the time. Hunter has like a beard, and it's like there's like a lip filter over the beard. Did,
there's like highlighter on his nose bridge. Like,
she did one at the club the other night where she filmed. Literally, it was only a guy, and so she, that means like she had no intent to film herself at all, and she still swiped all the way over to cute baby face.
Oh my god.
Like, what? I think my thumb just goes there.
And then it just gets like, posted. Lila does it all the time too, where like she'll be like on live and then like the face filter will like go to me and I'm like, I'm getting out of this live, okay? Because I just feel uncomfortable right now.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face at the Oscars.
He merely rocked his.
Can you tell me what you guys think about that?
I just feel like people aren't going to like what I have to say.
I'll tell you.
It was iconic. It was hot. Hit that motherfucker. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
See, I don't know how I feel about it because I will stand behind Will Smith, okay? Yeah. He's taught me everything.
He could have stabbed him. I would have been like, I'm sorry.
But then I also see the side of it that's like, okay, it's comedy. Like, we shouldn't put any limitations on comedy because then it's like everybody's going to get offended. Wow. Everybody in that audience was someone's wife, someone's husband, someone's daughter, someone's, you know, like there's,
I think it was a low blow, like because she had like to her medical condition, like it was a low blow.
Yeah, I definitely
and
I, do
you
can get
just
that.
Tell like the way her face drops, she probably is just like very just maybe fed like, up. Upset about that or insecure about that or whatever, because you could see it really upset her. And I think it was more just like a protective instinct of like don't like,
yeah, but
like
it was to me it was like that he laughed about it at first and then he didn't. But what I will say from the other side of it, I don't know if you remember when I had that like extreme hair loss situation that was happening, and it's like, oh, haha, funny, but like it's so emotional. Oh my God, you know, it was like, it was after a couple months after I first had COVID and my hair was falling out in enormous chunks. Like I have videos I'll show you, but it's so emotional to lose your hair because it's like that's like the thing that makes you feel pretty, and like it takes so long to grow hair.
Yeah,
so 100%. It's like, if you lose your hair, that's like the worst thing ever.
Me bleaching like it balding. All off. Yeah, me bleaching it all off, and then I'm in the mirror like.
One thing I'm confused about though, because I don't know like a ton about the situation, but I saw like on TikTok like people like memeing together, like her saying like, "Oh, I don't give a fuck what you say about my bald head" or something like that. She's like owning it, right?
Yeah, like, that's. What, I think it, like, that he probably just thought that they could take it because those. I mean, Jada and Will are both so funny and known
like
for like
family on Earth.
Exactly. So I think that he probably just thought like that was fine. Mm-hmm. I get both sides of it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, obviously, like all jokes aside, like violence isn't the answers, but like and that's, at the Oscars, yeah.
Could
and
you imagine
shit.
Being Milly rocked by Will Smith?
I know.
I would dig a hole and
an honor,
it.
Maybe.
Like holy shit!
Like,
I think it was that like a little selfish though, like. The other, like, it kind of took away from everybody else who was like celebrating them. Like,
yeah, I saw some Twitter thread of like all the other like iconic moments that happened, and I was like,
nobody
no one.
Was talking about anything yeah. else except for that.
Like, yeah, that is kind of wild.
I want to get slapped by Will Smith, low key,
yeah, on some kinky shit.
I just want to be adopted.
Oh, that's true.
I'm his long lost son.
Oh, you're his long lost little black
Amari Smith.
It sounds good.
Right, it flows.
To it. Wait. I really just inhaled a hot and spicy, like it was like actual oxygen.
I ate a Chipotle burrito in one bite.
Yeah, that's Coachella is in 2 weeks, and in the last 24 hours, I've had Taco Bell and McDonald's.
Dude, this is gonna be our last episode to come out before Coachella.
Really?
Should we discuss?
I'm so excited for Coachella.
I'm so excited for Coachella.
It's really funny right now seeing like the lengths everyone is going to try to get.
Oh,
an artist
you don't
pass
know
in
the
LA.
Things I'm gonna end up having to do for an artist pass. I thought mine was secured.
You like, get a train. Rain on you. You're like, I'm going to Coachella.
Straight to Palm Springs.
All the Spences just flew out.
Swear. But I was like not bragging, but I'm like, everyone else is worried about their artist passes, and I'm like, good thing I have mine. And then it just got swept out from under me.
Who are you gonna get one from?
Yeah, Mo.
Oh. Wait, and then
he said they're really hard to come by this year.
Wait,
Mo, you're so handsome and smart and successful, and I forgive you if you can't get me one.
She's like, but the weather in Palm Springs is beautiful.
But I just won't be able to go because, like, all my friends have artist passes and I don't. So, like, if by any miracle you happen to come upon an extra one.
By any miracle he happens to come upon the canceled podcast.
I'm going to send this clip to him.
She starts gaslighting him. She's like, you're going to leave me, a little woman, alone in Palm
a
Springs.
A woman?
With, yeah, me, a woman.
That actually happened at Coachella. I forgot about that.
I feel like
he'll never forget. For
me. That was my last Coachella, though. Like, crazy one.
That was the last.
Yeah.
Wow, same. It's been a minute.
That's so
I'm
crazy.
Nervous. Coachella is just, it's a different breed.
It's
the way
my
everyone
acts. Happiest place on earth. I can't imagine anything in the world better than Coachella.
I just love the weather. Cause like, and then just like the 3 days of vibes. And well, what sucks is like leaving and you like can't breathe, you know, like when you,
oh, I just get dust. So
oh
cold.
My God, my little popcorn lung gonna burst in the desert this time. Oh my God.
Absolutely.
I'm just excited because we were friends the last time, but we didn't go together and didn't see each other at all. We saw each other for 2 seconds.
We weren't as close.
Yeah. No, not at all. But yeah, it's just exciting. I've never gone to Coachella in a big group either. I've always only gone with one friend.
Really?
Actually, I just made that up. I just lied for no
reason. It's so much fun, like, as a big group, because then the pregame, like, everyone's getting ready. Like, people are getting glam over there. People are taking pictures out there. People are putting on their outfits. Like, it's just, like, there's so much, like, the vibes are high.
I just love, I wonder, like, since it's been so long, too, it's not like you have, like, there's no one, like, that's, you can't look up, like, Coachella fashion or, like, get inspiration or anything because it's, like, it was 3 years ago.
100%. Like, I feel like the fashion this year is going to be, like, vastly different.
Oh, yeah. I think it's way more laid back. We were talking about this the other day. I don't think it's going to be costumey at all.
Yeah, I looked at Isabella last night and I was like, what do I wear to Coachella? And she goes, not a costume.
You go, at all.
Valid. Yeah, I think I want to give, like, Hailey Bieber. Obviously,
I know. Me too.
Dollar General.
Well,
Hailey
my
Bieber.
Thing is, I'm bringing. There will be a jacket with me every single day because that's how I ruin my Coachella experience every single time, is being freezing cold at night.
You it get does cold get at chilly night? At night.
Oh, you know how insufferable I am when I'm cold too. That's like the one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a little tequila shot could warm you up, or even honestly,
no, that's me. I just drink
Fireball
till
honestly warms you up sometimes, which is like so obviously disgusting and like awful. But like,
I just drink until there's no temperature at Coachella. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Until my feet don't hurt.
I'm so excited. We're gonna see. Imagine Ari. Like, I can't wait for Ari at the City Girls.
Oh, City Girls.
The City Girls are playing at Coachella.
Oh my.
Ari's going to fuck.
I know, and it's like Billy's there. Like I just feel like it's so. Good.
It's such a good lineup. Is Kanye still performing at Coachella? Remember when he said he like wasn't if Billy did or whatever?
Oh,
I
shit.
Don't know.
Like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Imagine Billy being like, well, sorry. Like,
yeah.
Like, so funny. So exciting.
She probably loves it. She's like, he's so fucking impressed over me.
I would eat that shit up if Kanye and I were beefing online. I'd be right. Like, so fun. Although there's no like subgenre of people more scary than Kanye fans.
Yeah, that's actually so true. They are actually very scary. When I like see like even like their comments on like Billy's post and shit, like after everything was happening, I was like, these people are fucking crazy.
If you want to invest in something other than a new trendy crypto coin, Masterworks is for you. Trust me. But seriously, if you listen to the news or talk to your friends or read your DMs, it's like everyone's got some exciting new thing they're investing in or buying. But all that doesn't mean you should throw your money away at every crazy thing when there are alternatives out there with pretty impressive track records. I'm talking about contemporary art. No, I'm serious. And you don't need to be rich to do it. Masterworks can make it a reality. Masterworks is a really cool startup based in New York City that lets you purchase shares that represent an investment in famous artworks from really sick artists like Banksy and Picasso. It may be good for your financial future, but it's even cooler to imagine going out to brunch with the squad and dropping that you're an art collector. Masterworks is blowing up. They already have over 300,000 members, but you can get priority access by going to masterworks.art/Tana. That's masterworks.art/Tana. See important Regulation A disclosures and the offering circular at masterworks.io/about/disclosure. Thank you, Masterworks, for sponsoring today's podcast.
What do you guys think the most annoying part of your body is to shave?
My gooch.
My asshole.
Gooch. Yeah, like that area.
And then have you guys ever tried nairing? I feel like this is something like
you could probably teach us a lot about shaving your asshole.
You just call me a faggot?
No. No, but this is a real concern of mine because it doesn't matter what angle I come from. I have not perfected it.
Yeah, so, what's your angle?
I'll do like a full sumo squat on the ground.
Okay. So I'm...
What's that?
What is that?
I have one.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Just frisbee it.
Oh, I love
Thank
you.
Thank you. So... Basically, we got a hot and spicy on the set. Today's video is sponsored by McDonald's.
I wish.
Arrived. So basically, what I'll do is like, obviously I'm really flexible. So like, I could like if I wanted to put my leg up on the wall, like I literally could. And just,
I
like,
can too, but it's just like maybe it's the razor I'm using.
What razor do you use?
I use a Men's Gillette 5 blade. Mm-hmm.
I like the Venus ones with the little bars of the shaving cream.
No,
on
because
them.
Then I can't get them close to my asshole.
The no, best, get a spread.
The best
no,
razors.
I can, but like, it's really, like, you gotta really get in there.
The well, Dollar
not,
Shave Club.
Not like the little literal hole.
That's the one I use.
Dollar Shave Club, the six blade one.
Wait,
so
I, no, I think that is the one I use actually because I started ordering them on GoPuff.
Oh, okay. You yeah, you, and you can get them like literally like Walgreens, CVS, like Dollar Shave Club.
Ads for free.
But actually, so basically, best what I'll razor. Do is like, because I don't really have to like shave my whole ass. I like, I don't really grow like, I like, there's some hair, but what I'll do is like, I have like my Manscaped trimmers, and I'll just like
maybe
go
I
over my
that.
Ass, get rid of like some like any like, yeah, we love Manscaped. I did a Manscaped brand deal too, but the shit's actually good. So I'll take the trimmer, like go across my ass,
a
like down, because like
mowing.
Just like to get like. Literally any like tiny hairs off, like just, you know, just to be like,
yeah, just clean
extra bald, you know. And then like once you get to like
extra
the like crack
bald.
Area, what I'll do is I'll like take the razor and I'll go like bald? Down like as close to like the asshole as possible, like down, down, other side. And then what I'll do is I'll turn the razor the other way, like
yeah, you gotta hit
yeah,
and then like get, you gotta no, like I'm... get in there and go out.
Why
like,
is this?
Yeah,
why
that's what
this?
I've been. That's too much information. We'll talk about it later.
You know what's really hard too? Just like really getting in the pussy lip.
Yeah, like, see, I don't have trouble with, I really don't have trouble with that. I'm the most grateful to not be someone, I think razor burn is honest, razor burn. I think razor burn is like hereditary or something, because I don't think I've ever had like
I
a problem with that.
I get razor burn if I like really don't.
But I can shave every day and I won't have a problem. But it's just like, it's just the mechanics of it. I
it's
can't
hereditary
really like, work
or
out.
Have you ever tried like nairing?
No, but does it burn?
Well, if you leave it on too long, yes. And then also I got this other stuff, like, so first I started with Nair, and then I switched to this other stuff that I saw on TikTok, like some, it was like a porn star had recommended it, like it was like, it's called like Bare
Bombs, you
know.
Bomb, we need to ask Anal know. Princess what she's
so then
shape her asshole.
You know
exactly.
Her asshole looks great.
You know how Nair's like lotion?
Yeah,
this shit's like a balm, like a paste almost, like you could take like a stick, like a wooden like popsicle stick, and like spread it on you.
Oh.
And it doesn't smell bad. It doesn't hurt at all. Like Nair, I feel like can start to burn.
That shit's so
hairy. Wait, send it to me. I really need it.
I'll send it to you.
Have you guys ever bleached your asshole?
I've like tried. But I don't
imagine you like call Miss Kim over and you're like, can I get a bleach in tone up top and down bottom?
Honest to God, I'm so excited. I'm about to go back blonde. I'm
no,
so fucking excited.
I love when you have a little root.
I just am so over this root. I feel like a fucking, I can't.
It looks cute. What are you gonna do? You have any, sorry to go back to this, but do you have any idea what you're gonna wear to Coachella at all?
No idea in the ever. I think I have to just completely put it in the hands of someone else or I'll spiral.
Yeah, and that's
like
true.
I actually can't. And to be honest, like no matter what I'm wearing, it's gonna be like falling off hour one. Like, I don't know why that happens to me.
Tell Revolve everyone will wear an outfit if we just fucking cough up the tickets. Shit.
Bro, they want me to sell my soul.
Wait, so you're not going to get ass shots before Coachella, right?
I really wanted to get ass shots before Coachella, but they don't work. They take 4 to 6 weeks.
Because of, like, the collagen shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's just bruising you don't need right before Coachella.
Yeah, no, I think the bruising would be gone, but they wouldn't activate until after Coachella, even if I got them, so there's no point.
She said Holy Spirit activates.
Holy honest. Spirit activates. Yeah, I think I'm going to go full, like, boy clothes this year.
Like sweats? Or do you
no,
mean,
like probably,
like, super streety?
Like a big pant. Tiny top and then like a jacket.
You're gonna wear some overalls?
I wish. I told Tana I wanted to wear overalls. She said I technically could.
You loved your overalls.
Do you know yesterday in my closet I saved you a few pair of overalls?
That's the most thoughtful thing you've ever done for me. I love overalls. I love them. It's such a like versatile outfit.
It is. I did wear overalls to Coachella one year, I believe. I had like no shirt on underneath or something and then like overalls.
I was looking at your Instagram the other day, because I was like, I want to wear boy clothes.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, what does Amari have? And you had a really good like jacket and pant set.
Wait, which one?
It was like is it painted.
Guys, what custom. What are your go-to nugget sauces and why?
I don't know. They already clicked out because of how loudly you're chewing into your microphone. No one's left.
That's so funny.
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour is good, but I like ranch and buffalo, but then... Do you guys remember when they had like, it was like spicy mac sauce or something like that? Or like, it was so brief. It was sriracha mac sauce or something. They had it for like, I feel like 2 months and then just disappeared off the face of the earth. I feel like they need to bring that back.
Are you guys opposed to double dipping?
No, and I remember the first time someone ever said that to me. I was like, I had this neighbor girl and I was like at her house and she was
like a whore.
she was just, no, but I was like six, seven. Oh. She was a whore though. No, I'm just kidding.
dumb fucking slut.
No, and she was like, don't double dip. And then I kept just eating normally because I didn't know what she meant. And then she's like, you keep double dipping. And I was like, what does that mean? And she was like, you took a bite and you dipped it back in there. And I literally just remember looking at her like, bitch.
I don't know why that, you would think that that would be something that would bother me, but it really does. I would eat anything. I would eat off the floor. I'd eat, like, I don't have a weird thing about that.
I do eat off the floor.
Me too. I don't mind double dipping.
I'm not really like a germaphobe at all.
I feel like if you care a lot about double dipping, then you're just being selfish at this point, because what if someone likes to enjoy something with sauce every bite, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're taking away from their experience. Way, like, get your own sauce. Get your own separate dip.
Yeah. Rat.
And like, you're like, people's hands are already like touching and going into shit. So it's like, I don't know.
You guys are moving. Where are you moving? Are you excited for your new house?
I'm sweating. I'm moving. I've actually never set foot. I'm just kidding.
I've never set foot in the house, actually, but I am excited no matter what.
Do you know none of them have ever? I really was just like, guys, I got us a house.
Tana loves a good blind house situation. You know?
She absolutely does.
Although I've seen photos of it. It's really beautiful. Yeah, you guys don't have a yard, though, this one, though.
Yeah, it's like a tower.
No pool parties this summer, bitch. Don't pull up.
Yeah.
I know.
We have a roof. We have a roof party.
Did you see that in the group chat today? Frankie Jonas DM me and he's like, where are you guys staying for Coachella? I was like, I'm gonna tell Tana.
Frankie, come with us.
Come stay with us. It's him and Aluma Tati. You guys know her.
Oh my God, I'm shooting with her soon. I'm so excited. Yeah. I love
She's
her.
Really good.
I actually was just packing up all my stuff and I like have set aside a few boxes of shit that I like immediately want when I move in. And it's literally just like a Frankie Jonas t-shirt and like socks.
And, like, I'm a pickle, such a Frankie like, Jonas squishmallow. Fan. She's like, immediate keep.
It's so funny, like that's like the most interesting part about you guys moving is like what makes it to the new house versus like for example your Yeezy slides were stuck in storage or missing in some box, but like she'll have like latex yellow knee-high boots in her closet.
I like really had those
and it's like, how did those get here?
You should have seen her yesterday, like going through and like showing Ari the clothes and like him like telling her like, no, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that.
And she'll make an excuse for anything that you should have. It would have been done so well for you to make an actual video out of that, because it's so funny the things that she'll hold on to. Like literally there was like a full in and out workers costume and she's like, I'm gonna need that.
Oh yeah, there are so many things that she was like, put that in the costume box, put that in the costume box,
because a bitch might need to turn around and be a slutty playboy cowgirl for no fucking reason.
But that's then like the true. Soap and loofah costume, she's like, I need that. That is coming with us. She bought that years ago, hasn't even touched it, has never put it on, I don't think.
Well, she's always like, I just don't have closet space, like nothing holds all my clothes. The clothes in question are like literally like a traffic cone that's a dress.
No, I actually got rid of everything I own yesterday. It's like 25
I'm really
boxes.
Proud of you. I forget who like said that to me one time, but someone said like the phrase like travel light through life or something. And after that, I was like, I'm throwing everything away all the time. And I do like literally probably twice a week, I'll donate like half my closet.
Yeah, I've never ever done that. And we're about to send everything to Goodwill. And I'm just like so excited to like just.
It makes you feel so good though, because it's almost like.
I know last night all the makeup, Kaylee. Is taking it to a women's shelter today. And I'm
oh, that's
so
really
excited.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
It was also funny, like running into like guys' clothes. We're like what guy did you hook up with that this belonged to?
Oh, that's like a like, cute little like memory box. Like, this one's from him.
Last night we just kept holding up random boxer briefs, trying to guess whose they were.
Oh my God, do you guys?
There were some rickety ones in there too. It was like, ooh, I don't want to know who this was.
Mm. Oh God.
Yeah.
What kind of underwear do you wear?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you mean like what? Like I wear boxer briefs?
Oh, okay.
And then
I feel like that's the only acceptable answer.
Ethica, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger has some good ones.
What kind does Ty wear?
Boxer briefs. I'm like, you don't know by now, whore?
I do.
But yeah, boxer briefs are just the best way to go. I've never understood. I mean, like, unless I'm on like OnlyFans, like shooting in like some briefs and like, you know, hiking them up my ass or something. But like,
do you like hike it up your butt? Like you show the bottom part of your butt? You don't like to take them down?
I'll do both. And also like, you can see my full ass on my OnlyFans too.
Your asshole?
No, not my asshole. What the fuck? Or maybe you can. I don't know. Subscribe and find out.
What would be your cost or your price for showing your asshole on OnlyFans?
Like to everyone or just like to one person?
To one person. Like a loyal fan.
A couple thousand if it's just to one person.
Oh, like, a couple thousand? I'm like, $50.
If it's to one person, like shit. And like also
I'm doing it literally out here to feel something at this point.
Like, I love being like makes you feel closer to people.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like I don't know, if it's just to one person, then it's like
not a biggie.
Mm-hmm. It's like whatever. But if it's like everyone, like if it's like a sex tape, like that's a whole different story. How much would you like for a sex tape, how much money would you take?
$5. I want to do it so goddamn bad.
There are certain people that I would pay to make a sex tape with me, you know?
Oh, that's valid.
Oh, yeah.
That's very valid.
Who? Names.
Names. My new love of my life, you guys know.
Our really good friend DJ passed away this week, and I'm just like not a person, I think, from it. So I'm sorry, canceled listeners. I have been ever so literally spiraling.
It has been rough and tough.
It's been a really hard week, I think, for everyone in LA. DJ was just like everyone's friend. He was like just perfect. And I'm so sad about it. So I really don't think I'm like a human this week, but obviously we want to give you an episode and whatever. But I feel like a lot of like times when people pass away, it's like, I don't want to say it's not shocking, but it's like more of an understandable situation. But we all were just with him in Vegas, like at after party.
Yeah, it was
like
very out of nowhere.
Like, you know, and it was just like a very tragic accident. And it was just like I feel like everyone in LA is like really fucked up from it because he was like everyone's bad and so funny.
Absolutely. There's definitely been like a dark cloud over like everyone, like right just now. Around.
Yeah. And I think it's just weird. I can't imagine doing anything without DJ like ever, like even just like here we'd be like let's smoke after,
yeah, like, or even like while we're moving, like he'd find a way to like come stop by and like
help spark out up. And oh, just smoke, like I literally never want to smoke again. He was always my person. Like we were just talking, I was talking about all these memories with him like the other day with a friend where like we'd be like shopping and shit like during Christmas time and he would just like pull up and help us. Do you remember that? We were like Christmas shopping, he was like carrying the bags backwards, like
even smacking Coachella, people out of your way.
Even Coachella is gonna be like so fucking weird without DJ there with Charlie and that, and Charlie Jordan. It was Charlie Jordan's like real best friend too, so I think that's, I just feel so sad for her. Everyone would always say like DJ is to Charlie what like Ari is to me, kind of like they have very similar energy.
Yeah,
and it's just like all week I keep looking at Ari and I'm like, I can't imagine
like how that would feel
going on. Do you know Charlie's never ever played a show without DJ there?
I know, it makes me sick for her. I saw her story yesterday though, and I will say that like I like the way that she's saying like I'm gonna channel his energy and like trying to be positive and like the way that he was.
I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cute.
She's so sweet. And it of course it's so sad and it's such a terrible, horrible thing that happened, but it's like you do have all these like amazing memories with him, and like you can account for like a million times that you were like had the best time.
Absolutely.
He made you laugh and stuff. So it's like
100%.
Of course, be grateful for that.
Yeah. I was going through my camera roll yesterday trying to find like old videos or pictures with him, and I like couldn't find any, but I'm like, I have literally a million like memories with him because of the fact that like I'm not the type to like really like all record things, you know, like we're having fun, but like sometimes when I'm just like living in the moment, like I don't care to, you know, and I feel like I was like, if I can't find anything with him, that means I literally was just like living in the moment so hard with him and just having so much fun.
He was like, just always doing so, like walking around with like 15 Louis Vuitton bags, like throwing them, and like, or like any, like at TanaCon, I honestly remember like shit was going to shit, and it was like, obviously, and it was like Michael Wiest. Kind of like, I don't, it obviously wasn't like just his fault, it was like my fault as well, but I'm saying like everyone was like, yo, like fuck Michael, you know?
Yeah.
And you know Michael was like riding around on the Segway. I remember at one point DJ was like, get the fuck off that Segway and go do something. And then got on the Segway.
Yeah, gets on the Segway.
And DJ was just like roaming around on the Segway like trying to like actually help. He was more helpful than fucking Michael himself. Like
We're in the parking lot, and this is such a funny video of him like in the parking lot going over a speed bump and like jumping.
I saw that Isabella posted
it. Yeah, I was like, so holy
funny.
Shit.
He was just always so fucking funny, and oh my god, I can't even. I've just been down atrocious. Literally, everyone's been spiraling. I think it's weird. Mm. It's super weird, and like, I don't even know.
We dedicate this episode to you, DJ.
We really do, and life, and every back, whatever, and oh, I want to spiral. I'm so sad.
I'm sorry.
No, I know it's awful, but yeah. So if this episode, I've been utterly awful to watch, it's because I feel utterly awful. But you're right though, like Charlie's energy towards it. One thing that I will say is like, because that's the thing, is like DJ brought so many people together, so there were so many people, and I'm sure you feel the same way, like Bad Bella, Bad Zach, Mikey Tua, like Hannah Ehrman, like all these people just hitting me up, and everyone's kind of like, but like I'm gonna live for him, and like he wouldn't want, because he was just like, DJ would be sick to think all these people were
that's,
so sad.
That's like, so true. And it's the same way if like it happened to one of us, like I would never want to know that my friends are like stop having fun, stop enjoying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because like you want to see your friends like happy and thriving and like just doing their thing and living their best life. So
yeah, 100%. But I'm just, So anyways, Facetune fails, am I right?
I know, sorry. It does feel like we've just kind of talked about like the most stupid shit ever this episode, but.
No, I know. I mean, well, the last episode we did with Mike made me happy to sometimes have some like substance in an episode at least.
I know, so yeah. We just tried to make sure this one had none at all.
Yes.
We're like, so how do you shave your asshole? 55 minutes.
I think talking about like hair removal is like, I love talking about hair removal. I don't understand why no one talks about it on TikTok. I think it's so interesting. Like,
me too. I love just trying to talk about
it. Right. I was going to make a TikTok the other day and be like, why the fuck does no one talk about hair removal? I need to know. How do y'all get your body hair off? And I'm not talking about your legs. I'm talking about your Gucci coochie.
We should all get lasered. But my problem is, what if.
I would love laser.
Like, what I'm worried about is like, what if in a few years I just like. Something comes over me and I want to have a big bush.
I really hope that doesn't come over you.
You never know.
Bush Schofield. Bush I think she's calling you that at some point. They're fine.
Bush Schofield.
Oh my God. What?
You remember in Miami when we were watching porn and then I decided I was going to call you Bush.
Oh, she got convinced that I had a bush. She did have a bush.
I literally had a bush. I was projecting my bush. I was projecting my bush onto Brooke. Like, honestly.
Some people a bush, though. Like that.
How do you prefer a dick? Like, do you prefer it like completely clean shaved? Do you prefer
To be honest, I don't think I ever even noticed that.
I agree.
Really?
Ever.
Unless it's like, damn.
Unless you have like a straight up, like where bush. Is it situation. But like,
wait, a what?
Like, where is it? Like, where's the dick?
It's like tangled.
I mean, I will say hairy balls don't hit. Because I'd be sucking balls. Like,
someone clip that.
I'd be sucking balls. Let the people know.
Well, yeah, you don't want to like.
Like, do you ever get one?
Get like a ball hair stuck in, like your, in your teeth.
Fucking disgusting.
Has that ever happened to you? I'll be honest, it's happened to me. I also
not that
ass.
I can immediately recall.
So
we know, Dan.
No, but I just mean like, so like, like just put the pieces together of what I'm trying to say, you know?
Who's like the most cleanest ass you've ever eaten?
With names.
Name names. Name names.
The like shaking too.
Say it ain't so.
I don't know. I actually really don't.
Do you eat ass, Amari?
Yeah. Okay. Hashtag team eat ass. Remember when that like first started?
What, team eat ass?
Yeah, team eat ass. And it's like, do you eat ass? Like, are you opposed? Like, when it finally got talked about, like.
Is it bad that ass? I look down on people who don't?
Well, that's the thing. It's like people.
If a guy won't eat my ass, like, you don't like me. If you don't want to suck my toes, you don't like me.
It's like, what it gives me?
Well, you're a little questionable, okay? You're Miss Hygiene Queen over here.
Well, I know. I'm like, maybe she does need the ball hairs in her teeth so that she'll floss. I'm just kidding. That one was so mean. But you know how like DJ Khaled, for example, said like he like tried to like boast that he doesn't eat his wife's vagina.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like that was crazy.
And it's like that's not a flex. I feel that same way about people
who are
like,
you're DJ Khaled.
I don't eat ass.
You need to be eating pussy.
Right, yeah. But also
DJ
Khaled's
my biggest ick.
Like, oh no, yeah. I used to, okay.
That's Brooke confession. And I always, that's mine and Brooke's like thing, honest to God, those being like, what would it take for you to fuck DJ? Like, there's
we'll
just
compare
about
anybody
him.
To DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Okay, so confession, when I was in high school, I had DJ Khaled on Snapchat and he had like a public Snapchat you could like send in snaps to, and like it was when
what
he was
like
first becoming
phrases?
A thing. And wait, you feel like what?
What are DJ Khaled's phrases?
Like major key alert.
Yeah,
or
like
he would like film his lions in his yard, he'd be like, lion, like on Snapchat. And I was like, this guy is so fucking annoying. I would like hate watch him. Like and I would send him snaps and be like, fuck you, you're so fucking annoying, blah, blah, blah. Like, I hate you, and just send them to him.
You send DJ Khaled hate mail.
Fully, all the time on Snapchat in high school.
Did it help you?
What?
Did it make you feel good?
Honestly, like, it gave me something.
Okay.
It gave me something. I was like,
listen,
just.
That's all that
you
matters.
Never know if he's gonna fucking open it. Obviously,
us
he didn't, but like, major key alert.
If it does something
and then,
for you.
No, and then how full circle this is, the VMAs. We go on the carpet because we were like doing the MTV stuff. And the person that walks behind me, like the person following me,
was
DJ Khaled.
He's like, lion!
I was like, ah! Ah! Why? I was like, why?
Oh my God. I forgot that he was like a very normal, like nice individual at that VMA. So now I feel bad for the slander.
I didn't even speak to him, but I was just like, oh my God. Like,
I take really it all back. I feel like he's that bad. Like that one Justin Bieber video. I feel like he looks pretty good.
I would just
it's cringe. Not his looks. I'm not coming for his looks. I'm genuinely coming for his like demeanor. Yeah. And but then again, like, I'm like, I hate
justice,
his online
justice
presence.
Justice for DJ Khaled's
look
wife.
Look at my online. I'm like, I hate the way he acts on the internet. Tana, what? Tiana, you have
you're fine.
No room. No room. No, DJ Khaled, I honestly just want to take this moment to apologize.
He's my
to
favorite DJ.
Khaled.
True story.
Like, okay, now back to the slander. Is DJ Khaled anyone's like favorite DJ?
Is he a DJ? For real? I thought
that
was
like
a joke.
Producer type thing, or I don't even know, because you hear like major gay alert before like ew.
What's the other thing he says? What's like DJ Khaled? There's like a number one phrase of his.
I don't know. I don't really.
I have to know. It's eating me alive. 1 second.
We got London.
Another one.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Like he's like, I'm making another fucking banger. I'm like, no, babe, that's Drake.
Oh my God. Maybe I want to have my sex tape with Drake.
I thought you were gonna say DJ Khaled.
No.
Imagine I just dropped a sex tape with DJ Khaled.
That would break the internet.
I'm just eating his pussy.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
His bushy. Also, like, okay, him, like, he's saying he doesn't eat out his wife. Like, would you want all that facial hair all up in your gush?
Yeah, if I'm married to you and you
clearly
don't eat me
she
out,
does,
you're
yeah.
weird.
How did they get as far as to be married with that being such a blaring? Some people don't like, some girls don't like it. But, like, who?
Yeah. That's honestly scary to me. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you don't like it, fine. But if you're like, I don't eat that bitch's pussy, and that's, like, your wife, like, and...
Yeah.
Like, cheat, babe.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat.
No cheating. She doesn't cheat either. She's just kidding.
She's never cheated in her entire life. What the fuck? Why would she do that?
I cheated my way through college.
I did that in high school.
Didn't even get a degree.
One time in high school, I took... So I had AP Stats my senior year. And basically, like, I had first period. There were student aides that were... literally just student aides, but they would like find the test keys and they would send it to like AP Stats group chats. So we had the answers, or you could find the test online sometimes if you knew the chapter, that kind of stuff. So, and it would be like AP Stats is very in depth. Like it's very like this sentence is points, this sentence is points, this sentence is points. So you need to find like the exact way to do these things. And we had graphing calculators. And whenever we would take like multiple choice exams, like I'd have like,
oh, would you just type it into your calculator?
Yes, but they had like they would check.
TI-84?
Yes, but they would check like calculators to make sure people weren't doing that. Oh. So I developed my own code.
It's $100.
That was like obviously
design
like you can't
calculator.
Write like answer A, B, like C, D, blah, 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 whatever. Like I developed my own code, like 12 means this, like 52 means this. Like I developed my own code. So when my graphing calculator got checked, didn't matter. And then, so AP Stats, our finals and midterms are graded on a curve. And everyone in the group chat was like, oh, let's just get a couple wrong so we don't look too sus. And I was like,
oh, and
I don't
did
give
you get
a fuck.
100% on purpose?
Oh, I was like, I don't give a fuck about y'all. I'll fuck up the curve. I just want a good grade. I got 134%. And I
oh,
did not care.
Oh, you're going straight to
and
prison.
And everyone was so pissed. And like, I never came to class either. Like, I was good at stats. But, like, it was one of those, like, I just excelled in. So I was like, I don't have to go. It's first period. And also, it's an AP class. Like, fuck that.
You know, that's the only class I didn't finish in college. If I had just taken stats,
really?
I would have graduated.
It's actually like... it's kind of fun. It's just so tedious. So then I just wouldn't come to class. I was like, fuck this. It's first
deviation.
Period. Like, I'll be there in second. And it was like a joke. Like, is Amari still in this class? It's like, and then one day we're like taking a test and my alarm goes off like mid class period. And I was like, sorry, everyone. I wasn't planning on coming to class today, but here I am.
You're
but
going
yeah,
straight
fucked
to
up the curve for everyone. Everyone was so upset. And if you are in high school, do not fuck up the curve for your fellow friends.
Your what?
My fill-in is here.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
she
y'all.
Just called in a...
It's me.
She just phoned a friend. Is this
she
even loud?
Wait, while you're like up, will you make yourself useful?
How
get
funny
me
is that? Like, honestly, I thought it was a fun joke and then no one laughed. I just like, me just getting up saying absolutely nothing and like a villain comes in. Was it just, did the bit not hit?
You thought you ate.
I thought I ate.
You
thought
you ate.
Wait, so
let's have a combo.
Wait, so Coachella, you, City Girls, what's going to happen?
Brooke has reserved me for the City Girls performance because...
I reserved Ty for bedtime.
And me for City Girls. I've actually never seen them in person. I've never seen them, obviously. I don't know. I feel like I've never...
Wait. It's important to note, this is Ari's first Coachella.
Yeah.
I've never been to Coachella.
Wait,
never
you
experienced
me one too?
All the bullshit.
No,
the help.
I feel like Ari literally is a city girl.
Absolutely.
We were just somewhere, and I think they were there, and I just remember him being like, "JT is here." JT, like,
no,
like,
I remember in Fashion Week, something. We didn't go to this party, and I found out after that they were there, and I honestly hated my life. And I've never seen them in LA. I feel like they don't go out.
I feel like they're a myth.
No, they're not real. But they got kids. Like, JT don't, but Carisha got kids.
The voice, too. Carisha got kids. Like, you are saucy Santana.
During Fashion Week, I posted a photo because we were in New York, and I said I'm a motherfucking city girl. You remember?
Yeah, and she got hate because it was right in front of the...
I didn't realize behind me was the lights.
And it was 9/11.
Of the 9/11. It was where the towers were.
And it was 9/11.
But it was so inappropriate, though. Like, why would I... I just didn't even realize that's what was behind me. So I was like, oh, my God.
Would have rather had a face too.
And I was like, why do people hate me so much? And literally, I was like, oh, my God. That's the...
Oh, my God.
I'm a motherfucking city girl.
In front of literally the Twin Towers lights, I said, I'm a motherfucking city girl. I was like, I have to delete my Instagram.
That was right before like Tana out. Got swung on.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. So you were talking about how you feel like the city girls just aren't real. Like, you feel like they're just so elusive. What's like a celebrity you feel like is elusive? Like, you just don't see them anywhere, but you would die to just see them in the flesh.
Hailey Bieber.
Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, she'd be out though, I feel like.
Yeah, she's outside.
I feel like the one person that is so untouchable.
We're all talking like city girls, but like, yeah, she outside.
No, she'd be outside. She ain't got kids, but like, you know.
Hailey Bieber's stroke. Did we ever talk about that?
She had a what?
She had stroke-like symptoms.
Oh, my poor girl. Seriously.
But I'm really glad she's okay because I would have lost it. I love her.
Question: who's your guys' like favorite? Who are you guys most excited to see at Coachella? Like, and I heard that people don't even be like seeing people; they just be at parties. Like, I have to.
It's almost sometimes like honestly, the most fun Coachellas are the ones where you don't really care for the lineup that much because you like. Then it's not pressure. Like, I have to be here at this time. I have to be here at this time.
I get stressed. Oh, and
I love having like
our friend group. If you want to see someone, like I went and
saw Eminem one time. I went and saw completely by myself. He was headlining, and I went by myself to go see him.
I did that once for Sia because Isabella was like, "I have to see Major Lazer," and I'm like, "I want to see
Major Lazer." Sia's lit.
I'm excited to see
Harry Styles.
I am excited.
I've never seen him live.
Oh my God, that's the first time.
He's kind of one who's like kind of elusive.
I feel like Rihanna. Like, well, obviously she goes to like her beauty stuff and she'd be out in New York. Or like Beyonce. Oh my God. Like, obviously I saw Beyonce at Coachella, but imagine just like seeing Beyonce in passing.
I don't think she passes.
So elusive.
She's up in some type of jet, in some type of island. She's not worried about us peasants.
Yeah, she's never going outside. Imagine.
Or like be like at an awards show. Like, I remember the first time I saw Kylie Jenner in person, it was at the VMAs. She walked like right in front of me and I was just like,
oh my God.
I remember we saw her
Mine
at
was
Catch.
At Coachella.
Remember we saw her at Catch?
Yeah. I told you guys, I texted them beforehand and I said Kylie's gonna be sitting
Brooke
right next to you.
And Brooke sat us right next to her. And then like Tana and her like said a few words together, and this was like 3 days after I moved to LA, and I was just like,
I don't remember this at all.
Oh no,
she was seated at 301 and you guys were at 320.
We sat at 320 the other day.
Bro, but 320 is actually right next to 301.
I look like a sick kid that you like brought to the canceled set to like check it out.
I look like the like.
This is your podcast.
I don't know.
You own this shit.
Not today. Today it is y'all's podcast. Today it is the people's podcast.
Is everyone doing all right?
No!
Thank you guys for watching Canceled. If you want to...
What?
Wait, what did you say?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Tana's spiraling. Ari, you'll see him after his first Coachella. And Amari is about to be broken up with because I'm going to steal his boyfriend.
We love you guys so much.
We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Sorry that I was a little off, but we all have off days and off weeks, and it's okay to go through things. And I think that we are just trying right now to really take that consistency thing and just fuck it in the asshole. So I'm showing up no matter what I'm going through or not. Next week, we will be with Bells On. And even though this is the last episode you guys will see before Coachella, I feel next week, though, when we like shoot, it'll be like days before, and we're just gonna have so much to say, and I'm really excited. And I also really need to get this glass out of my neck.
Yeah, Sarah.
I know you need to get Moderna. Okay, love you guys. Tanimosha is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.